Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Techsplaining. This is Stephanie Donahue, and I am joined by Rob Foster and Mark Rackley. We are missing Brett Lonsdale again today, but we have another very special guest. We are so excited. Shauna Chi, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
How are you doing today?
I'm good. Yeah, as I was saying, it's so good to have so many MVPs on one call. I just feel like super special today.
I don't know. It's a little good or a little scary, maybe, having all of us on the call with you.
No, we love all MVPs, so this is good.
So if you could tell everyone on the show who you are and what you do.
Yep. So I'm Shauna Chi, and I lead diversity in tech within our Microsoft 365 group. We run a whole track of activities at Microsoft Ignite. But on top of that, I also run our global mentorship program called the Community Mentors Program, and also a diversity in tech student ambassador program. So if some of you were at Ignite last year, you might have remembered some of our student ambassadors running around, you know, trying to like immerse into technology. And we are continuing that program this year. So very excited about it.
That's awesome. That's a lot of really good stuff packed into one person. You're pretty busy.
Yeah, you have to cover everything over here.
So what kind of activities do you do on a regular basis? I mean, it sounds like you've got a lot of different programs going on. What kind of, you know, events are you going to, and how do we find you on social media and stuff? How do we know what's going on in your world?
Yeah. So as you know, the world of D&I, like diversity inclusion, is always evolving. You know, you always have to keep on top of what's happening in the industry, in our society at large, like what's top of mind for people. So I do try to go to events. So for example, I'm registered for Grace Hopper this year. I secured a ticket. Very excited. It'll be my first time too. So I'm really excited to go see how other organizations are running their diversity inclusion programs. And of course, we have the Big Ignite coming up in November, and then we go on tour. So we have 30 cities on the Ignite tour this year. So it's going to be quite the adventure running a D&I track in 30 countries, all with different nuances, like cultural norms and all. My Twitter handle is Shauna Delie, so Shonadelie. You can absolutely follow me if you're interested in getting all kinds of information about diversity inclusion, but also like random everyday life tweets. complaints about traffic. you know, it's a good place to connect with the community. So we're always trying to look for new ways to engage our MVPs, our customers, our student ambassadors. And one thing we just started this year is actually our Diversity in Tech Fellowship program. So not many people know about this, but we actually offer complimentary Ignite passes for representatives from nonprofit organizations that support diversity and inclusion in tech. So if you know of anybody who's interested to apply, go to aka.ms/diversityleaders. You can submit your application there. Some of our key partners include Tech Women, Black Girls Code, Tech Girls, just to name a few. So we're really excited to really extend this partnership to our community to help nonprofits also get on board to learn more about technology and to inspire them. So we do have one happy story last year where we sponsored a lady from Algeria. Her name is Owafa Benturki from Tech Women. She came to Microsoft Ignite last year as part of this fellowship program, and she met with a lot of MVP professionals who inspired her to apply for the program. And this year she became the first women regional director in Algeria. So, you know, we want to see more happy stories like this coming out, and that's the reason why we're really expanding this fellowship program.
That's awesome. That's fantastic. Really cool opportunity, I think. So you said that's the Diversity in Tech Fellowship for nonprofit organizations. Mm-hmm. I got that right.
Yeah.
And so you're just looking for organizations that support diversity, inclusion in tech. And I know I can publish out show notes that will give the links so that folks can find you and apply to that. That's really cool.
So yeah, we're really taking a leap of faith here. So last year, I think we sponsored about 5 women from the Tech Women program. This year, we've accepted all 24 of them. Wow. So they come from all countries all around the world, mostly developing regions. So Algeria, Lebanon, Tunisia, Palestine territory. So we're really excited about the infusion of different cultures that will be at Ignite this year.
Hey, Shauna, how long have you been leading initiatives in diversity in tech?
Yeah, so it's been a little under 2 years, and this whole trek started when I joined this team. So a little bit of my background. So I came from crisis PR. So before that, like rewind a couple of years, I used to work, you know, just managing crisis topics for our PR team. So anything Microsoft was related that would involve, you know, sticky situations, whether it's a security vulnerability or, you know, a humanitarian issue, we would draft media statements for that. And how this role came about was my GM is a huge D&I supporter. And, you know, they had a meeting where all the executives sat down and they said, we have a problem. Like a lot of tech events are 90% white men. Straight white men. And what can we do to encourage more diversity at these events? Because, you know, all of us know that technology is, you know, it should be accessible to everybody, right? We all earn a place here, and we want more underrepresented communities to attend such tech events because it's such a great platform to network, to meet people, to learn. So I have always believed in this saying where you can't be what you can't see. So it's really about inviting role models to show, like, you know, there's no one single profile for tech. Like, all of us bring our unique strengths, and everybody is welcome to our event. This is for all of us, no matter what's our background, you know, how do we get in tech? Like, I was just talking to a few people, actually. A lot of, you know, people who came into tech kind of came in by accident. It's not something that they, you know, at age 10 said, I am going to be a system engineer or anything like that. A lot of them came from theater background majors. And I just met a lady yesterday. She told me she was an ex-nun. And I was like, that is the first time I've ever had a master's in divinity, never planned to be in tech, but somehow along the way, like, stumbled into it. And now she runs our risk management program for Microsoft. So, you know, there's just no fixed path. And I think we want to share those stories. Like, how did you get into tech? And, you know, who are the people that made that possible? Because I think showing gratitude to the people that have helped you along the way is something that, you know, we should pass it on to other people. So, you know, extend the ladder to them to also join us.
Yeah. Well, and one of the things that I've always really liked about the SharePoint community, which is kind of how all of us met, was through that particular community. I've always been impressed with how diverse it has been from the beginning, because, you know, of all the different the job roles you have to have with SharePoint, like there's designers and there's technical people and there's users. And right. I think that's allowed us to be more diverse than most, I would say, most of these technology conferences and such. And, but it's also made us really, really strong. So I would love to see that diversity continue.
Totally. And, you know, the thing I really love about the tech industry is that it's always evolving. So people can join in at any time of their career. Like, you just need to keep having the attitude of, like, learning, right? As long as you're willing to learn, you can definitely pick up the skills to be successful in tech. And I think, you know, that's something we really want to champion. You know, just to encourage people, like, take a shot. You never know where it might lead you. And you might be really happy in tech and, you know, find the right connections. And that's also the reason why I feel like the MVP community is so important, because all of you are such a strong, like, advocate for one another. And, you know, you're so visible in the public space. A lot of people out there look to all of you to say, hey, I want to be like that. I want to also be like an expert and have that recognition, to have the courage to just be out there and, you know, inspire other people. So just FYI for you, I have heard from a lot of people who are non-MVP but aspiring MVPs. I want to talk to these people, but they're like so famous and I'm like shy when I meet them at conferences. So any words of advice from MVPs?
I would say, I mean, everybody's approachable. And that's one thing I've noticed about this community is that it's so inclusive, right? And you see in other fields, like you might be in an engineering field, like where you're an electrical engineer or whatever, it's very exclusive, right? You have your people and that's it, right? Yeah. We're here, you know, if you want to be an MVP or you want to learn a certain set of technologies, people are more than willing to give you that opportunity to learn and really work with you. I know that, you know, I've seen it happen so many times, and it could be on a random Facebook, something as simple as a random Facebook post, right? To say, hey, I'm having trouble with this. Can you help me? And then people jump in and help, even though they're not getting paid to do, right? So it's something I think that I've always been really impressed, because it's so important that you can not only bring your authentic self, right? But also grow that and be, just know that you're included, because I think it's just so important to build a vibrant culture around whatever you're doing, right? Whether it be music or arts or, you know, theater or technology. And I think that's such a great thing that has happened in our community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I definitely want to encourage anybody who's listening, if you see an MVP and you want to talk to him, go talk to him. I mean, they don't bite usually. I mean,
well, you have to bring Mark Bacon. That's kind of the rule. If you come up to Mark with bacon, he'll talk to you.
If sure. If you come with bacon, I will I'll nominate for you for MVP on the spot. So.
Oh no, people might take you on that.
take me up on it. I mean, I can't promise I can get you there, but you know.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So. All right. Well, so, you know, with Ignite coming, and I know you've mentioned there are a lot of really great individual programs and sessions coming. Shauna, I'd love to hear, for someone who is interested either in becoming an MVP or learning more about all this stuff that you're doing, like what types of sessions or workshops or what's going on at Ignite that you could tell us about that kind of give us an idea of what to look for if we're interested in this.
Mm-hmm. So other than sessions, feature like with MVPs who are presenting, we also have what we call the unconference sessions. I'm sure you might've heard a little bit about it from my coworker, Anna. This is like a new kind of meetup format that we're running, and we are having a session called Boosting Diversity Inclusion in the MVP Community. And Stephanie, I believe we're like having you on there to kind of
share.
Yeah, there's nothing on there. and also, we're talking to a few people from the MVP award program within Microsoft to share, you know, debunking some myths. Like, you know, it's not that impossible. Like, there are steps you can take to increase your chances of becoming an MVP. So we want to have that open forum just to have people kind of share their thoughts, you know, any concerns they might have, and, you know, just network to find people who can support their application, kind of pick your brains on, like, what does it take to be a good MVP? So that's scheduled for Monday. And when the session catalog goes live, we'll definitely send more information about that. But other than that, there's a lot of hangout time that we have in the Diversity and Tech Lounge and community space as well. So we really encourage people coming to Ignite, take the chance to talk to people, because, you know, like content, a lot of it, you could watch it on demand later if it's recorded, or, you know, you can watch it on your own time. But meeting people while you're there for that one week in Orlando, like, you can't get there anywhere else. And I think that's the biggest value of coming to a conference, is the face-to-face time, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. We had Anna Chu on last week, and we were talking about the community center at Ignite. But like you said, it's going to be right next to that diversity area. And I spent a lot of time there last year. It's a great way to connect with people. It's a great way to, if you want to hunt down someone and talk to them, there's a good chance they may be hanging out there at some point. So yeah, definitely go there, check it out, and just talk to people, make those relationships.
Right.
I love the buttons last year too. Can you talk about those a little bit?
Yeah, so last year we had what we call the Diversity Superpower Button Wall. It's like this giant rainbow wall that, you know, people could pick what their diversity superpower was. That was so popular that we had to bring it all around the tour, but like transporting those like tens of thousands of buttons was super heavy. So what we did was we actually digitized it. We got an AR/VR artist to create a social media filter. So anybody around the world, even if you can't go to these events, you could have a photo with the button wall and your chosen button all on social media.
Nice.
So I'll post a link to that too. It's ak.ms/diversity-superpower. So check it out. You know, you can just play with it at your own time. But I would say we're all buttoned out for this past year. So we have a brand new concept. And I'm calling it the not so random acts of kindness wall. So basically we have a wall where there are kindness challenges you have to do. Because how many of you can relate to going to a conference and, you know, people are like kind of cold or unfriendly to each other, especially if you're the only one from your company attending, right? So we really want to post that challenge to people to say, hey, do something nice for somebody, whether it's welcoming, you know, the first timers, right? Showing them kind of like what they should prioritize in terms of session schedule, or just walking with them around the space, you know, just little acts that make people feel welcome or accepted and, you know, yeah, I think that's just one of the things we really want to try with this little not so random acts of kindness movement. And then the other thing we're doing is an AR/VR game, which I won't reveal too much, but it's a teamwork based game where a group of people will have to work together to complete a challenge, and the top scorers will get a really special prize. So that's all I'm going to say for now, but it uses Microsoft Kinect, and you know, it really works on teamwork. So yeah, keep a lookout for that. And we have some amazing swag this year. I cannot wait to tell people what that includes. But one of them is a custom modern workplace diversity and tech community Lego set. So all you Lego geeks out there, you cannot find this anywhere. And there's like literal characters, and one of them wears an MVP t-shirt.
Oh, that's cool. That is really cool. No, I love this. I think this is great, especially the do something kind for somebody. I mean, I think that's because, you know, if you're at a conference and you're all alone or whatever, you could make somebody's day or make somebody's whole conference just by just saying, hey, how are you? You know, or something, just walking up to somebody. I think that's great.
Right. Or just, you know, meeting somebody from a different country and say, can you teach me maybe like the top three greetings in your language? Just something simple like that, I think, just really helps break down barriers and you're welcome. But I'm accepting ideas for a kindness act. So if you want to send some to me, I'm totally happy to include that.
That is just so great. I love this. And I do really want that Lego set now.
I don't know. I'm kind of looking forward to this whole competition thing. Are we seeing like a text-splaining team?
Can we? Yeah, absolutely. Like, I think we should.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it. Yeah. I hope all of you can win some prizes because, you know, you have a team right here.
Well, then, Shauna, you can be in our team, too, to give us a little bit of an edge. So.
Yeah. You know, the runaround here. That's.
So for that AR/VR game, we actually hired a graphic artist. So this is a person with a fine arts background, but he taught himself to code. And eventually he created a startup that helps dementia patients kind of learn how to, you know, feel more comfortable with AR and VR. So it's this system where you put a headset on and then it reminds you who your family members are before they come to visit, so that, you know, people with dementia, when they forget, like this helps them feel like they're in their own home or in a space that they remember. And then it just helps them feel like, you know, safe, right? So I really love the concept about supporting social enterprises. And you'll know from our mentorship app too, like we're supporting women-led startups, minority-run groups. So it's really about bringing them in as well.
That's great.
Now, you touched on something there. I know at Inspire, they had announced a big Women in Cloud initiative. Are you engaged with that at all? Or is that a separate group from you?
Yeah, that's an external group. There are some Microsoft representatives within like the board of the Women in Cloud group, but yeah, they are separate. And I think it's more like partner and customer focused. So yeah, not so much, but we're really open to bringing everybody else in. And you know, Microsoft has a lot of grassroots efforts, like different pockets within the company are all working on like various D&I stuff. So the biggest challenge for us is how do we bring everybody in and, you know, let them have their space. So one thing we are doing for the Diversity in Tech Pre-Day is, you might remember this, but we have an evening reception, and what we're going to have there is an idea bazaar, and we're going to set up like this whole massive area within the restaurant with different tables that discuss individual topics, whether it's race or gender or ethnicity, parents in tech, military veterans. So just giving people that space to learn more about each group and having representatives from our employee resource group kind of share their stories, I think that'll be really exciting for people.
So how do you suggest like someone who doesn't know anything about what's going on with diversity and inclusion, but they really want to get involved, where should they start? What should my first step be if I want to get involved in this?
Totally. The number one step is you should join our Diversity in Tech community on Tech Community. So it's aka.ms/diversityintech. This is a growing community of folks where we, you know, we post resources. We tell you our upcoming events. We share, you know, recordings from our monthly Women IT Pro calls. So it's just a great place to start to meet people. And like my vision for this community is to have people meet online and then go to conferences and meet in person. I think that's like one of the biggest benefit when you can get to know somebody at your own time. And then for this one big reunion in Orlando every year, you can meet them in person and have that face time. And I believe, Stephanie, you met your mentee in person as well at Ignite last year.
And well, yeah, so I got engaged with the mentorship program, which I absolutely love. And so Mike and I had been talking on the phone as part of that mentorship program. We were matched together based on what I put in for being a mentee and what he was looking for in a mentor. And so we had had maybe 4 or 5 conversations by that point. And I think it was actually the conference in Branson, Mark's conference, where we got to think, I don't think it was Ignite, but, same concept, right? It's just, mm-hmm. you get to go to a conference and get to put a face to a name, which was amazing. We got to take a picture together. We're like, hey, you know, this was cool to actually like for real hang out in person. And, I thought that was really cool. And, you know, we're actually still talking on a regular basis, even though I think formally the mentorship program was done, but we still talk, and we definitely still plan on syncing up at the next conference when we can. So it was great.
And I'm going to do a plug for your session because you're the most valuable mentor, the first award recipient of ours. And you're doing a mentorship session, right, on our track. Do you want to talk about what your session is going to be about?
Sure. So it's really about what to look for, whether you're looking to mentor someone else or if you are looking for a mentor. Because I think that's one of the challenges is like you think, well, where do I even start? What do I do? How do I find somebody? And how do I be good, right? If I'm looking to mentor, what are the things that people are commonly looking for from a mentor? And also the flip side, if you're looking for assistance and looking for guidance, how do you show up and be ready, be prepared to be mentored? Because you don't want to show up and just be like, so, you know, help me.
Right.
But what do you, you know, just kind of thinking through, like, what do you want? Where do you want to head with things and really provide direction so that someone can help you out? And that's something, you know, a plug for Mike, him and I have been working together for a while, and he always comes prepared with a list. Like, these are the things I ran into this week. This is really what I need help with. And that really gives us a really nice platform to kind of walk through that in a very personal way for him. So that's worked really well for us.
Yeah. It has to be a two-way conversation, not a one-way brain dump, right? From mentor to mentee. I think it's always a two-way learning relationship. So that's great. But you did meet Joanne at Ignite last year for a video.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah. So Joanne was the, so I mentored Joanne, and actually Joanne and I knew each other prior. We didn't actually meet at Ignite. We met up at Ignite. We knew each other. And again, that's a SharePoint community thing. So we kind of chuckled when we got connected. We're like, hey, I know you. But it was still fun because there's still, even if you know somebody already, there's always an opportunity to learn and grow from each other. You know, even if that relationship has already been established in a casual relationship, we really had a good time kind of getting to know each other at another level. So mentoring Joanne was also a really great opportunity. And she's out there killing it. She's doing great things. So
all of you are like, I see all your like Twitter quality.
Yeah. So, you know, so talk a little bit more about the mentorship program too, because I think we didn't get into that too much. I know there's some ways to get connected. There's a new mobile app coming out. Yep. So can you kind of give us a little more info on how to get engaged on the mentorship side of things and maybe how that connects at Ignite and what you can do there too?
Yeah. So the mobile mentorship app came about because, as mentioned, the program really scaled. Like, we thought we would get like maybe 100, 200 at most, but then we end up getting 1,500 applications from 75 countries. And we're like, okay, there's no way, like, it's not even humanly possible for like one person to read and match everybody. And that's the reason why, you know, like when we looked around the market, there was this new startup coming up, and the founder is actually a former Microsoft employee who now left to do this, you know, startup idea of her own. And this app is really around storytelling because it kind of, you know, champions the idea that we're not just defined by our skills, but our lived experiences, right? So all of us have unique, you know, life stories, whether you've changed career track or you're a stay-at-home mom now coming back into the tech industry. Learning from what somebody else has gone through really helps shape that mentoring experience. And you can say like, that's an experience I identify with, or I feel like I'm about to go through. I want to learn from you. So the mobile app put the power in the mentee's hands to kind of say, this is what I'm looking for. And, you know, like, the initial time period when you found somebody, it's 30 days, but it's extendable up to 3 months total. So, you know, the mentee gets to choose who they think is, you know, right for them at this point in their lives, and they can always go on to find new mentors as time progresses. And, you know, we've added new features where the mentor also has the ability to request more information from the mentee. So if you get somebody saying like, hey, can you help me, right? Like you said, super general request, you can now have an automated platform that says, okay, well, tell me more. Like, what exactly are you looking for? And this just helps both parties have better, clearer objectives, like what they're trying to get out of this program. So I think this is really the new way forward, and it's really going to help us scale. So I'm really excited just to have people, you know, play around with the app, get to meet as many people. I've, you know, like in my own time, I also browse through stories. There's just so many. And I'm like, I want to talk to all of you. I want to invite all of you as speakers. But yeah, it's really building a platform where people feel safe. They can share, you know, their life story and get connected. So we have this app on both iOS and Android today. So you can download it. If you search Tribute, T-R-I-B-U-T-E, simply log in with your diversity and tech community credentials, and you can get free access to this app. So check it out.
Right. And Stephanie, as a mentor, how much time does it take to be a mentor for those interested in being a mentor?
It's a little more time in the beginning to get set up, but right now, probably just, you know, we spend about an hour and a half every other week. Mm-hmm. And so it doesn't take a whole lot of time. Sometimes I will go, you know, maybe look some stuff up, or I'll go through social media and see what he's up to prior to the call. But overall, you know, it doesn't take a whole lot of time out of my schedule to be able to sync up and kind of brain dump. So really it's not a huge time commitment. Of course it depends on the relationship and the amount needed. And I think that may change from person to person and for where that person's at, in their career. But for me, it's been a, you know, very manageable amount of time.
Yeah. Well, and one benefit for MVPs is that mentorship is a recognized contribution category towards renewal or getting the award. So having this platform also gives MVPs the opportunity to be able to track their engagement, right? Like to clock in formally how much time they've invested on this space. So I think this really helps them in terms of like saying, hey, I've contributed this to the community. So in the past, like, the first batch of our community mentors were all doing out of goodwill. Like literally there was nothing in it for them. They just wanted to help somebody out. But you know, we really want there to be something for our MVPs too, because this is valuable time they're contributing to help somebody out in their career journey. So happy to offer this as a platform for that.
That's awesome.
Fantastic. Yeah.
It's such an important thing too. I think we're all in a field that, as you mentioned earlier, it changes quickly, and we desperately need more highly skilled people in the field. I think everybody's looking for more skilled resources to do cloud work, to do Office 365, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. In Microsoft, it's really a struggle to find good resources. And so for those that are in the field that have been around for a while, you know, maybe it's time to turn around, go help some folks that are on their way up and help them onboard a little faster. That way, you know, I think they keep talking those big numbers and Inspire and Ignite. They keep telling us how much this industry is growing, how quickly it is. And we've got to bring those people with us to be able to manage all of the work that's coming. So right. I would, you know, I think it's a great opportunity for us to connect with those that are just getting into the field and to help them get comfy.
Right. Well, and mentors will probably learn something from that too, right? Just talking with them, like seeing a fresh lens from someone new in industry, that could definitely be good too.
And as a business owner, you know, I also like to get opinions like, hey, we're seeing this trend in our organization, or we're seeing this trend in others. And I'll bounce ideas off of my mentees as well. Hey, how do you feel about this? How does this impact you being in your role? And so it is a good learning experience for me as well. It's good input to have from a different, you know, non-company based resource for me. So it's great.
Well, and you also find it really fulfilling, right? I mean, it's more than just, you know, it's...
it's a feel good. It makes you feel good, you know. I got an email last night. It was like, hey, I got accepted to this event. I'm so excited. And thank you for helping me, you know, with, you know, we talked submissions, we talked social, we talked how to get yourself out there. And you know, to see that that's actually resulting in some good things as a result of our conversations, like I just, it just makes me so happy. I'm just, yeah, it's a feel good thing for me too.
You know,
I think I want, I mean, I've not been really exposed to this and I think I want to sign up for it. I think it'd be great.
Please. Yeah. Check it out. It's totally free and it's just using your tech community credential. So go look who's out there. It's growing fast. So I think the more people that come on board, the more, you know, connections that there can be through that platform. But on that point, Stephanie, I was just going to say, like, we are seeing a lot of mentees requests for mentorship around public speaking, especially how do you have the courage to go out there and be a presenter for the first time? So if that's an area your team or, you know, any other mentor out there who is, you know, passionate about, definitely this is an area. Public speaking is something a lot of people want to learn as a skill, and it would really help them get the confidence to go out there, submit themselves for speaker slots or, you know, even the MVP program. So
I'll sign up for that.
Yeah.
The Mark Rackley School of Public Speaking. Does it involve signing up your business partner without filling in?
Mark, if you're coming to Ignite, we have an unconference session on public speaking too. That's on Friday. And okay. I'm at you today if you're coming.
Yeah, I mean, I plan on being there. I submitted some sessions. I even submitted a diversity session. So
yes,
awesome. As soon as you accept that, you know, it guarantees that I'll be there. So.
It's not me, it's Anna. Anna's doing the community CFE, but no, it'll be awesome.
Well, Anna's my bacon buddy, so we're good now.
Okay, well, so we've talked diversity in tech and Ignite and the mentorship program. I did want to go back real quick and touch on the student ambassador program because, you know, I've got a son coming up in high school. Mark's son is actually working for us now. He's headed into his freshman year of college. You know, I know Rob's kids they're kind of in that same space. Like, we've got all these kids coming up. They've been around SharePoint. They've been around tech. You know, how do kids like that get involved? And tell us a little more about the program.
Right. So the Diversity in Tech Student Ambassador Program is open to college students in their final year of college if they're in a CS major. Specifically, we're looking for folks from underrepresented communities. So, you know, like young women who are in CS programs, often they're the only ones in their class or one of very few people. And we want to bring them in to help them feel like, you know, this is what the real tech industry is like. You know, there's a lot of other people out there and no one person looks the same, right? So for us, it's really about bringing them into our fold and just kind of, you know, sharing with them what real life tech is like, you know, from, you know, even though in school they might feel really like alone and like they don't have connections, having role models on site that we could connect them with is something that we're really excited about. Last year, we paired every single diversity and tech student ambassador with a community reporter buddy who would take them along and be like, you know, come with me. Like, I'll teach you the ropes of how to do like community reporting. You know, this is what the MVP life is like. We also pair them with a community mentor. So it's a two-pronged thing to make sure that they feel really supported. Last year we had about 6 student ambassadors. This year we have closer to 15. And we've also started working with a bunch of different other schools, including one in New York. So it's just going to be a really great time for us to share with the future generation, as I call it. These are the future IT pros out there. You know, what are the opportunities and how do we help them feel connected so that they don't give up on tech? You know, this is a time where you need to double down instead of feeling like, you know, I'm the only one. So maybe, you know, other women are not pursuing tech careers. I'm just going to do something else. We really want them to just get to know how exciting this field is and how much resource there is to help them.
So how, I noticed that some of them were very active on social. So is that part of it where they're kind of tweeting about the event? Is there a way we can kind of support them? Let's say if they're around the event, how do we know who they are? If they're on social, like how can we best support those students? Yeah.
Most of them will be on social, but they might not be super active because maybe they don't know how to manage a social presence. In fact, I've had some students say like, oh no, the last Twitter account I had was like when I was like 15 and it's like all cat bit. video. Like, okay, let's rewind, maybe start a new account. And just, you know, I personally feel like Twitter is a great platform to connect with people. I find a lot of speakers and, you know, like community folk through Twitter. So I really advocate for that because I feel it's a great way for them to connect with people. So I'm definitely happy to share their Twitter handles. We'll also give them special crew jackets. It's like reversible. And it has like a diversity of tech logo. So you'll know that they're student ambassadors. And if you ever see them around, you know, a lot of them will be helping throughout the sessions. And, you know, whether it's like emceeing or some of them are leading panels, be sure to just attend, support them. If you see them doing a good job, like tell them, like, I think you're doing great. You know, like you nailed this. A lot of them might feel really nervous or shy because it could be their first time on stage with such a big audience. And let's be honest, Ignite is pretty intimidating for a lot of people. Just the sheer number of crowds for any, you know, like 20-year-old, like that could be really like hard. So if you see them around, just give them a word of encouragement. Tell them they're doing a great job. And, you know, if they tell you, hey, I'm passionate about Azure or like AI or, you know, the field of technology you're in, take some time to sit down with them. They're all week. Just, you know, say, hey, do you want to grab a coffee like for 30 minutes? Let's talk about like tech careers or, you know, like my journey. And I want to hear about your aspirations.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'll definitely keep an eye out.
And you'll know they look really young and like college students. So yeah, you can spot them from afar.
They haven't been beat down by the world yet. They're still like hopeful.
They're like, yeah, new and exciting. And like everyone else is like, okay, I'm like jaded.
Yeah, exactly.
But no, we need to encourage them because they are the future generation. And we have, you know, future generations and age diversity is also one of our content pillars for the diversity in tech track. So we want to give them as much exposure as possible, the chance to present if they want to, or if they're not feeling ready yet, have a mentor and help them learn through that process.
Well, any final thoughts as we kind of wrap up here? Anything you want to leave everyone with as far as Ignite or diversity in tech?
Yeah. Well, I was just going to go back to your point about how you said everybody on this group here has kids, right? Like Rob and Mark. We have a parents in tech on conference session too. So if you want to help like facilitate that, tell us what are your struggles as a parent juggling a full-time job and kids.
I'd love to. Yeah. I've got a whole list for you.
Let's start with sleep.
Sleep is a luxury.
Yes.
But one of the facilitators we have, she's like a new mom, like three-month-old baby right at this point. And she herself, too, is struggling. Like, how do I balance the two? And, like, is it really possible? What are your home arrangements like? What are your work arrangements like? So any insider tips, like, you know, cheat sheets and all, I think people would love to hear that. So I will also send you the information and I think it's going to be great.
Yeah.
I'd love to. I think it'd be great. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Consider us your resources for Ignite. Reach out to us for any of that. We can handle. We have opinions and we are not scared to share them. So
your wish is my command.
I could bring my teenage and preteen boys as well, and they'll give you all kinds of advice.
I would prefer my parent was like this. For sure. So I will be sure to send you details on that. And we'd love to get all of you as engaged as possible. There's just so many things happening. I would say, you know, for people thinking of going to Ignite or already bought your ticket to Ignite, just be sure to pace yourself. It's a whole week of activities. Like, don't burn out in just the 2 days. You really want to, you know, prioritize things that you're there for. And just be sure to buffer in time for community and building relationships, because those are the things that you'll take away with you long after the event is over.
Absolutely. And comfortable shoes. Don't forget the comfortable shoes.
Yes, absolutely comfortable shoes. And pack snacks because, you know, you'll be running from point to point.
Although last year at the community center, they were pretty much always had snacks and drinks and stuff there. So if you find yourself hungry, go to the community center.
Last year they had voodoo donuts, right?
They did. And they had Bloody Marys with bacon. So. Oh.
It's always the bacon and pretzels. I remember the pretzels.
Yes. It was a good time.
All right. Well, I think if that's all we have today, then we can wrap up. Shauna, thank you so, so much for joining. Did you want to drop your Twitter or any other information here as we close up?
Yeah. So again, my Twitter handle is Shauna DELIE. So SHONADELIE. If you want to follow me and find any information around what we're doing for Ignite the Tour. Yeah, just feel free to go on there. And I look forward to seeing everybody at Ignite.
Awesome. We look forward to being there. Thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for joining us, Shauna.